Monkey Business. She was a real artist in true classic form, spending many a day making colors conform, painting sunsets and seas that took many hours, and even old trees or vases of flowers. With news these fine efforts would simply not pay, she accepted the muse of the modern art way. Having loved all Picassos, she dillied with Dali, but found those in the know around her would rally, stating simply, she wandered alone in a void. They stared vexed and perplexed and even annoyed in her stance that pure art should be simply perceived. But these vultures of culture would not be deceived. They rejected all sense of her talent and skill, and claimed a true artist must destiny fill a blank canvas with splodges of dabbles and dots, and splurges of color that gave them the hots. Not arcane or archaic, but simply obtuse, so lickspittle morons could have no excuse than to drool and to fawn as they all got their kicks, seeing dirty old nicks on dirty old bricks. Your quintessential essence must not cloud the air, so swallow up your ego, she heard them all declare. For status and for power, display a blinding effluence, so we can see your taste decay away with affluence. I mean, Congo the chimp sells for over 10 grand. He may be a monkey, but he's gathered a band of faithful old fauvists, all trying to look smart as they burp and they fart to this primal art. So these prophets of doom made her paint on in hell. Now their own troubled minds could suffer as well. Like old dogs in heat, they would ogle and claw to view any old spawn from this prostitute's paw. Standing, drinking round her painting in reflected glory, gleaning meaning so bizarre it verged upon the gory. But kindergarten sprawls offered soothes asunder, all a chance to sense pretense and float in naive wonder. Upon this vulgar altar where she offered up contention, as anointed cognoscenti waved away convention, so her new renaissance could make its presentation, making moneyed monkey art in utter ostentation. Dedicated to my dear friend, Sonia Vanesse, BA MA in Fine Arts.